Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Good evening. Welcome, everybody, to the broadcast. Happy Father's Day. We are with you live tonight on Father's Day all across the United States. People are celebrating Father's Day. I don't know. Do they celebrate Father's Day, our Father's Day, in other countries at the same time? I don't know. Interesting question. For me, Father's Day, you know, all of these holidays, let's be honest, they're all manufactured by the retail industry, right? The people that sell gift items, that sell gift cards, the Hallmark people, all that. I mean, that's where a lot of these holidays come from. But it's still a lot of fun to have an excuse to get together with my kids. So for those that don't know, I do have three children, and they're all grown. My youngest is just going to be, let's see here, so she just turned 20. So that's my youngest. So I have three, a 20-year-old, a 25-year-old, and a 23-year-old. Those are my three kids. And I still have one at home, but she's probably going to be leaving here within the next year or two. But my two latest additions to the family are my dogs, which we've had one of the dogs now for just a year and a half, and the other one we've had for several years, but we affectionately call them our grand dogs. So my wife made reference to them on the card I got today for Father's Day. And I got two really great gifts today for Father's Day. One is I got a camera-equipped drone. Now, how cool is that, to have your own drone? And so I've been kind of bugging my kids about this for a couple of weeks, kind of dropping hints like, hey, I found this drone, and I found one on Amazon that was going for around $50, but had a huge amount of positive reviews. It had like 2,000 or 3,000 reviews, better than a 4-star rating out of 5 stars. Now, there are drones that go for thousands, and there's a lot of them going for hundreds, but I got this drone. It was $50. I sent my kids out an email, and I said, Father's Day idea. So we go out in the backyard, and you know how I am. I put the whole thing together. I didn't read the instructions. So I accidentally had it in expert mode, and I pressed the button, and this thing goes up about 150, 200 feet in the air, and it's hovering up there. And so I don't know what to do. How do I get this thing down? So I figure, well, I'll just shut off the controller, the remote controller, and it'll come back down. That it probably has some sort of a mechanism to do that. So I turned it off, the remote control, and then the thing kind of took off on its own, and it ended up crashing on my roof. And my son, who was here visiting today, he went up on a chair. It was just on the edge of the roof, and he got it down. No major damage. I decided to take the drone inside, put it back in the box, and wait until I read the directions, number one. And number two, I'm going to go to a big field near my house and have some fun with the drone. And then the other thing I got was my 50th birthday was earlier this year, last week of January. And we had all kinds of people that got together for that I don't normally get to see, at least all in one place. And there were some really nice pictures there, some really wonderful cards I got from people. And so my wife, I've been bugging her about putting together a scrapbook for my 50th birthday party. So she did that, and that was my gift from her. So I I've got that keepsake as well. But it was a lot of fun today. We fired up the grill. We fired up the jacuzzi. Had a really great day today, and hope you did as well on this Father's Day. All right. If you have seen some of these movies, wow, I'm just reading my guest's biography. My guest in hour number two is Dan Gordon. And Dan is here to, he's going to be discussing with us his latest book, which is called Day of the Dead, which is a novel. But you probably know him from some of these movies. Do you remember the movie The Hurricane with Denzel Washington? Well, he wrote the screenplay for that. Also, Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner, he wrote that. Murder in the First with Kevin Bacon, he wrote that. Passenger 57 with Wesley Snipes, he wrote that. And his latest book is called Day of the Dead. And he's an interesting fellow. He is, I believe he lives in Southern California now, but he is a reserve officer in the Israeli Defense Force. He's actually formerly a sniper, a trained sniper in the Israeli Defense Force. So we're going to have some really interesting discussion with him in hour number two about everything that's going on in Israel. What about what's going on with Iran? Of course, this whole deal that Obama and John Kerry were supposedly putting together with the Iranians, that has fallen apart. And now the Iranians are kind of our ally, which is odd, but that's the case in our fight against ISIS. So where do we go from here? And what's kind of the next chapter of what's going to happen over in Israel? We'll be getting into all of that and talking about his novel, Day of the Dead. And this novel has just got a really fascinating setup to it. I'm not much of a reader of novels, but this is one I'm probably going to read because it's just extremely interesting. You know, when you think about it, we've really gone from the idea of ISIS and terrorism and all of this being a foreign threat to now people are starting to realize, hey, this can happen here. This kind of thing can happen here. So I want to transition from that to talk a little bit. We've got so much to get into in this first hour, but I want to talk about this tragedy, the shooting at the Charleston church. And one of the things that I've been noticing is everyone wants to co-opt this tragedy for their own cause, which I think is really just, it's unfortunate, but this is the nature of these kinds of events. So this tragedy happens, and now everybody wants to step in. So the people that want to get rid of the Confederate flag, they've now co-opted this. The people that want to get rid of guns have stepped up and said, you see, we need to get rid of guns now. And it goes on and on and on. There are those now trying to take this and try to use this event to say that we're on the verge of race riots in America and that we're reaching epic levels of racism. You know, all of these groups try to step up and take an event like this. I mean, literally, the funerals, you know, have not even happened, and they've already co-opted the event. And there's a lot to talk about in this hour, and we're going to take as much time as we need to get into this, mostly after our first break. But I want to talk about the issue of self-defense. You know, what do we, not only as Americans, but if you yourself are a Christian, if you're a spiritual person, you know, what about self-defense? Do we have a right to self-defense? The Pope said something today, which I was just shocked. And this Pope is so far off the reservation, I just don't even know. But this is from Reuters today, reporting from Turin, Italy. The Pope says people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christian, Pope Francis said on Sunday. Francis issued his toughest condemnation to date of the weapons industry at a rally of thousands of young people at the end of the first day of his trip to the Italian city of Turin. You know, this is the problem. These people, they live in a fantasy world. They live in a bubble. And I think what churches need to take away from this whole event is that if you have a church, if you have a school, if you have any kind of a group that gets together with large amounts of people, I don't care if you're a movie theater, you need to have a security plan. And forgive me if I'm co-opting this tragedy, but I think that what we need to take from this is that there are some really crazy, evil, dangerous people out there that we need to protect ourselves from. That, to me, is what we take from this. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk more about self-defense and an interesting way to get your concealed carry permit on the internet. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And I had an interesting post on my Facebook page this week. And I was talking about self-defense. I was talking about the women's self-defense class that I'm going to be teaching now. I just got certified to teach women's self-defense. I'm a concealed carry weapons permit holder. So most of the time, if you run into me in public, I'm going to be carrying a firearm. That's just the way it is. And you know what? I was talking to somebody today at church. I don't look at this anymore as just an existential threat, you know, a threat from, you know, someone, you know, here in the U.S., just, you know, a threat from the bad guys, you know, traditional domestic threat. But also I look at it as these terrorist attacks that I think are going to start happening more and more here in the U.S. So I get I post a little bit of something. I forget what it was exactly on Facebook about self-defense. And somebody said, what about turning the other cheek? And so I responded back, I always turn the other cheek when I'm pivoting to be able to launch my counterattack. So that was my answer to that. But, you know, one of the things that's interesting is this whole notion that Christians are supposed to just stand back and be punching bags. You know, when I was a young boy and I was in Sunday school, I loved hearing the stories of the warriors of the Bible. And if you're somebody that hasn't really studied the Bible, take a look at some of these stories. You know, Google Samson, David, Joshua. I mean, these were men's men, and they would fight battles. And I mean, these are some of the most epic stories, including, I mean, let's not exclude Moses from that and parting the Red Sea and then killing, you know, I don't know, tens of thousands of soldiers in the process of that. So, are, you know, as Christians, I don't see a conflict. I do not see a conflict at all in defending myself, in defending my family, in defending other people, you know, my fellow citizenry. If I see someone that's being attacked and I have a way to be able to help them, whether it's calling 911, whether it's stepping in to protect them, whether it's drawing my firearm, whatever needs to happen, you know, if I'm there and I can do something, I'm going to try to help my fellow citizen, not just protect my own family. And this is just an odd thing that we just seem to have in our culture today. And I'm reacting here to what the Pope said today in Turin, Italy. He was speaking to a group of young people, and he made the comment, people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christian, according to Pope Francis, comments made earlier today. And I just don't know about this Pope. You know, he's gone off on so many tangents so many times, but this is just bizarre. And, you know, here's the Pope. I mean, let's just call him a hypocrite, right? Because when the Pope goes out in public, doesn't the Pope have guards? Doesn't the Pope have guards around the Vatican? I mean, why don't we just unlock all the doors at the Vatican, get rid of all of the guards, and just go ahead and make it an open campus? And if people want to walk into the Vatican all the way up to the personal residence of the Pope and turn the doorknob and walk in, they should just be allowed to do that, right, Pope Francis? I mean, if we're going to be consistent, I mean, you're calling us hypocrites, those of us that want to defend ourselves. And I mean, especially as you get up in age, once you get to be in your 50s and 60s, you know, the idea that you're going to physically be able to protect yourself in every case, and the idea that if you have a weapon, a handgun, that can be an equalizer, that can take an older person or a person who is smaller in stature and put them in a position to be able to defend themselves? Or what about multiple attackers? Or what about if someone pulls a weapon out, a knife or a gun themselves, and you're unarmed? What are you supposed to do? So these people live in a bubble, these liberals. And the Pope has really just signed on to this whole liberal, it's a bunch of crap, honestly. The idea that if we get rid of the gun manufacturers, that somehow guns are going to go away. Apparently, Karl Rove is now on the bandwagon. There was a story today that Karl Rove, I believe it was on Fox News Sunday, made a comment about getting rid of the Second Amendment and getting rid of guns. I mean, this is someone who I thought was a tried and true conservative. Karl Rove is now on the bandwagon of getting rid of guns. One of the things I noticed also, another story, was Uber. you know, the taxi alternative where you can become a driver for Uber. You use a little app on your phone to get an Uber ride. We've used that app before when we were on trips in Washington, D.C. I think when we were in Chicago, we were going to use Uber, but it just turned out to be quicker to just grab a cab that was waiting there on the street corner the one time we needed to use a taxi. But Uber now says they have a new policy. If you're a driver or a passenger, you're not allowed to carry a firearm. Okay, guess what? I'm not riding Uber anymore. I'm not. And we're seeing this more and more around the Chicago area. When I was in Chicago last week, there are signs going into various public buildings saying firearms are not allowed. And so how this works is if you have a legal concealed carry permit and you're legal to carry a firearm and you have a signage, there's signage that says you can't carry your firearm in a certain building or on a certain property, you as part of your permit are not allowed to carry your firearm there. You have to obey those signs. And of course, it's been well reported that there was such a sign at that shooting in the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, that was a no carry zone. And you know, when are we going to get to the point where we realize that there is a wisdom in being prepared, a wisdom in being able to defend yourself and preparing for the eventuality? Now, these people in Charleston, you know, it was a small Bible study. You know, there was maybe 10 or 12 people there altogether, including the killer. And I believe not everyone was killed. So there were some survivors from that. But this was a small Bible study. So as a church, what do you do about that? You know, how do you have security for that? Well, I'm sure they're going to make some changes, you know, to look at, you know, what can you do? I mean, on the one hand, you want to have an open door. But on the other hand, maybe if someone is not familiar to the group and they're coming in off the street and it's somebody you don't know, I mean, maybe that person should have to, you know, sit down and fill out some paperwork to get involved with a church group. Or I don't know. I don't know. Do you pat them down? Do they walk through a metal detector? I don't know what the answer is to disarm the bad guy. I really don't think that's where we find the answer. We find the answer by arming ourselves. And I'm not going to go into, well, what if one of these individuals was armed? What might have changed? Look, apparently none of them were armed. And God bless them. They had every right to go into a church in America and sit around and pray and read the Bible. And this individual lunatic that decided to make them a target, I don't even know what planet this guy's on. He has some kind of an idea that by doing this, he was going to start a race war. That's the latest story. And I don't know how he thinks that. I mean, if anything, blacks and whites have come together more, have been more close after this event than they've been in months. All of these other events seem to divide the races. This event is uniting the races. This event in Charleston. All right, when we come back from the break, this is really interesting. You can get your permit to carry a concealed weapon on the internet now. And it's reciprocal in 28 states. So I'm going to tell you how to do that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
With you live on this Father's Day Sunday night edition of the broadcast. Good to be with you, and happy Father's Day to you and yours. In hour number two, my guest is author Dan Gordon, and we're going to be talking about his book, Day of the Dead. Fascinating novel, and Dan is a former Israeli Defense Force sniper, and he's also the author of many well-known screenplays. You may be familiar with The Hurricane with Denzel Washington, or Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner, and on and on and on. Dan Gordon will be with us in hour number two. Next week, my guest is Scott Barnett. He is the founding CEO of the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. And you remember the Forrest Gump movie and the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company? Well, how that became a restaurant, which is now all over the U.S. It might even be international. We just received a copy of Scott's book, and it's all about how he took the concept from the movie and turned it into a restaurant chain. So Scott Barnett, the CEO and founder of Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, joins us next Sunday night in hour number two. All right, so we're talking about self-defense here. We're talking about what the Pope had to say today. People who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves a Christian, Pope Francis said on Sunday. Well, I'm a hypocrite then. But here's my question to the Pope. When are you going to get rid of your guards? When are you going to unlock all the doors at the Vatican so people can just come and go? I mean, this is what happens, is people who are against self-defense have their own plan. So that should apply to me, right? So I should not tonight have the right to have firearms in my home, to have the ability to defend myself. But you can be darn sure that if somebody tried to storm the Vatican tonight, that the Pope has armed guards to protect him. So if anybody here is a hypocrite, it's the Pope who's a hypocrite. Not us little people out here who want to defend ourselves. And what the Pope is saying is, basically, if we get rid of all the weapons manufacturers, because these are the evil people that make guns, that we're going to get rid of all the evil in the world. Well, even if we got rid of all of that, all of the weapons manufacturers, how do we get rid of all the guns we already have? And all of this presupposes, all of these liberals, all of these ideas they have, these pea brain ideas, this all presupposes that the bad guys are going to get the memo and say, oh, so it's illegal now for me to have a firearm. I guess I'm going to go turn my firearm in. Really? When do the bad guys follow the law? I mean, this is just insanity. It really is insanity. And it's deeply disappointing to see the Pope himself being a hypocrite, telling us, those of us that want to defend ourselves and our families, that we're hypocrites, when the Pope is a hypocrite. The Pope has a security plan in place. If the Pope wants to be completely honest and consistent, get rid of all of your guards, get rid of all the security at the Vatican. That's my call to the Pope. All right, if you want to weigh in on this tonight, I've got a number of other things to get into, including how to get your concealed weapons permit on the internet. We're going to get into that here shortly. But let's just open up the phone lines. Do you want to agree or disagree with the Pope? The Pope wants to get rid of all guns, it sounds like, and he's calling us all out. Those of us who invest, or it says anyone who is involved with manufacturing or investing in weapons industries, we're hypocrites. So I guess if I buy a firearm, if I buy stock in a company that manufactures firearms, I'm a hypocrite. But what are we supposed to do about things, Pope Francis, like the Holocaust? So how would America have gone to war with Germany and stopped the Holocaust, stopped the gassing of millions of Jews without these evil weapons? What about the Old Testament? We look at the warriors of the Bible. Are these all evil? Do we say that David is a hypocrite because David had a slingshot and a stone and took on Goliath? Really? I mean, I don't understand where this Pope is coming from. I really don't understand. And if you do and you want to set me straight, all right, let's open up the phone lines. 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432 if you're listening live on a Sunday night. How does the Pope have it right here? That we are hypocrites if we call ourselves a Christian, and it looks like if we have anything to do with any type of weapons, that we're hypocrites. 877-317-6432, or your comments by email, jim@christianmoney.com. All right, so let's talk about getting your concealed weapons permit on the internet. Now, of course, it's better if you go through a class in person, because I think you'll get a lot out of it. The class that I went through, I've been handling firearms since I was about 10 years old. I got my first shotgun. So I've been around this my whole life, but I went and I took a class. I think it was a 4-hour class here in Florida, and I had to go through a background check, and then I had to go to a firing range and show basic proficiency in being able to discharge my weapon. No big deal, but altogether, it took about 6 hours for the class, driving to the range, demonstrating my proficiency with my weapon. Then I had to separately go up to Jacksonville, and I had to go to a government building and wait my turn and get my picture taken. I probably put all together into this maybe 10 to 12 hours of my time. There's a way now that you can kind of skip the line, though, and you can do this all online. And it's really ingenious. Apparently, in the state of Virginia, they will issue to you a non-resident license to carry a concealed weapon. And you can get this by taking an online class. And what's really neat about it is that it reciprocates with 28 other states. And I just did a blog post on this, and so many people are going to this blog post. It's probably our biggest article of the week, and probably will continue to be the hottest article going into this next week. You can find it on my blog by going to blog.christianmoney.com. You'll see it on the homepage. It's one of the most recent posts. Or if you want to go directly to this website that we mention in the article, concealedweaponspermitonline.com. Concealedweaponspermitonline.com. I'm all for gun safety. Learn how to use your firearm. Go to the shooting range. Take private lessons with an instructor. Learn how to clean your firearm. Learn how to discharge it. Go shoot 200-300 rounds at a target range. Get comfortable with it. Become accurate with it. It may save your life someday. So I'm all for all that. But if you want to kind of jump the line, and I read the tragic story of a woman in New Jersey who was waiting for her paperwork to be processed, and she was under threat from an ex-boyfriend, and she was murdered while she was waiting for her concealed carry permit to be processed. She was murdered while she was waiting. So if you're in a situation that you need to get that permit quickly and you don't have time to go through all of the things maybe that your state requires, you can do this online. And it takes, I guess, just a matter of days to get your permit. And then it reciprocates in 28 different states. So that's on my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. Or you can go directly to this website, concealedweaponspermitonline.com. Concealedweaponspermitonline.com. Again, our prayers, our thoughts go out to the families of these victims. You know, think about who these people were in Charleston. How many people go to a Bible study midweek? Think about it, in your own church. These are the most committed people, right? I mean, for many of us, getting to church every Sunday is something we struggle to do, right? I'm at church probably 80%, 90% of Sundays. But when you think, you know, who are these people, these godly people that were studying the Bible and praying midweek? These were really God's people that died. And it's a tragedy. And there's no reason to co-opt this tragedy to talk about silly things like the Confederate flag and a race riot. All of that is just a bunch of nonsense. It's a horrible tragedy. All right, when we come back, Greece is on the brink. They're about to go bankrupt. We'll tell you what's going to happen. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Sunday nights, we're live, and this is Father's Day, no exception. We're here with you to talk about what's happening in the news. And our guest in hour number two is Dan Gordon, author of a new book called The Day of the Dead. And we're going to get into all of that. And you probably know him as the screenwriter of movies like The Hurricane with Denzel Washington, Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner and others. And he's going to be talking about his novel and his background, which is as a Israeli Defense Force sniper and currently in the Israeli Defense Force Reserve units. And he's going to be with us to talk about what's happening in the Middle East and his novel. And we're going to have an exciting and interesting discussion in hour number two. All right, what's happening in Greece? Well, the latest is that tourists are being warned. Basically, they're being warned to either have plenty of cash or get ready to get out. Because as Greece is about to collapse financially, it appears that there may not be a resolution to this. Some thought that the crisis would be averted at the last minute, but that is looking less and less likely. And apparently the Greek government has a last minute 11th hour proposal that they're going to be submitting to the European Union and to the IMF. But it doesn't look promising. And what they're saying is going to happen here is there's going to be a run on the banks, and there's going to be what they call bank holidays, where they're going to be strategically closing the banks to deal with the demand for cash that they're not going to have. So this is really happening. And what I find interesting about this, I don't have any plans to travel to Greece anytime soon. But this, I think, is the first salvo, if you will, in some collapses we're going to see around the globe. And there's so many people, as I put it, whistling past the graveyard right now. This is our future, folks. What's happening in Greece right now is going to happen here in the United States if we don't do something. And this is why so many people, including myself, I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of things about Donald Trump that I do not like, starting with his comb over hair, his hairstyle, all right? But He said some things this week, you know, in his announcement running for president that really resonated with me. And I posted to Twitter, Trump gets it. That was my one line post. And Trump, you know, say what you will about Trump, but he's the only candidate that I have heard from who has really articulated what we're facing as a nation. And as he put it, the point of no return, which is that we're at $18, $19 trillion in debt. And when we get to $24 trillion, we reach the point of no return. That means that we're done. We're Greece. But yeah, this is going to be happening in the country of Greece. So if you're planning on traveling to Greece, they're saying, look, this week they're talking about that. Can you imagine you're in Greece and all of a sudden the financial system collapses? I mean, where do you get food? Will they accept your credit card? I don't know. What if the banks are all closed? Will the airlines continue to fly? Can you get home? What happens in a situation like this? And we think, oh, well, that's over in Europe, you know, thousands of miles away, the other side of the ocean. But then we bring it back here to what's happening in Puerto Rico, right here in the United States. Of course, Puerto Rico is not a state, right? But they're part of the United States. They're a U.S. territory. And what we're looking at now is the possibility that Puerto Rico, the territory of Puerto Rico, may be going bankrupt. And this is a story at the CNBC.com website. And this has been percolating for a long time. None of this happens overnight. You know, this is the thing. It's like somebody that's out there overspending on their credit card day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And then all of a sudden it's like, wow, I might have to go bankrupt because I have no money. I mean, this doesn't happen overnight, but it's just that we live in a state of denial. And what we're looking at here with Puerto Rico, this is from CNBC.com, mired in $73 billion in debt, Puerto Rico has tried multiple avenues to get its financial affairs in order. And what they're doing is they're asking the U.S. Congress to approve a bill, H.R. 870, that would allow, in essence, all of the municipalities and public corporations, that's how they run Puerto Rico. Our government agencies over there, they're considered public corporations is what they're called. But they're asking for approval for all of their public agencies to file under Chapter 9 bankruptcy and to wipe out their debt. And it goes on and on here. One of the articles linked here, it says, is Puerto Rico the Greece of America? But see, it's not just Puerto Rico, right? We talked last week about the Chicago school system. One of the legislators there in Illinois is talking about the Chicago school system being able to go bankrupt. We're looking at states like California, Illinois, and on and on and on, where they just have way more in unfunded liabilities than they could ever live up to. I mean, just the pension obligations, for example, in Illinois, actuarially, they could never live up to these pension obligations. So how do you deal with this? Well, just keep raising taxes. That's one option. But people are starting to leave the state because they're sick of it. They're sick of paying $10,000 a year in property taxes, and they're paying $2 to $3 every time they go through a toll booth. And the city's done everything it can, including taking gargantuan measures like selling the city's future revenue from the parking meters. I believe it was to a German outfit. The city of Chicago sold their future revenues for $80 or $90 billion. It was supposed to create a slush fund, a buffer. Well, all that money's gone now. And we've got Rahm Emanuel running Chicago, of course, former chief of staff for Barack Obama. We've got Detroit. Detroit dissolved, broken up into, what, a dozen smaller cities. And people are saying that can't happen here. That can't happen in Chicago. That can't happen in Los Angeles. That can't happen in New York. That's not going to happen here in the U.S. Well, right here, Puerto Rico. And we're about to see, this is unprecedented. If the EU if the EU allows for Greece to default, and you know, read the story yourself. It's so similar to what's going on here in the U.S. with Greece, the overspending, the pension plans that are unrealistic, people retiring in their 50s with pension benefits greater than what they had when they were working, and the government just can't spend within its means, and on and on and on and on. And right here in the U.S., I mean, those of us who are living in financially sound states, like I'm living in Florida, we're still facing the problems related to what the government's doing. You know, that is juicing the economy by keeping interest rates low, juicing the stock market. For example, my wife was telling me today, she does most of our grocery shopping, that the price of eggs is now more than $4 a dozen. And I know that's partly because of a bird flu epidemic that's going on, but it's just general inflation. And you tend to see inflation in two places as a consumer. I see it right away at the gas pump. And then I also see it when I'm in the grocery store. And this last week, I wanted us to have one night this week where my wife and I could sit down and have a nice meal. And I had in mind that we would get a couple of nice steaks and a green vegetable, and I would make a really nice dinner for us. So I'm at the grocery store, and I'm in the meat section, and I'm picking up individual. I mean, this was never the case before. You would go to a grocery store to buy steak. They would always have at least two pieces of steak in one package. They're not doing that now. At our grocery stores, they're packaging one piece of steak at a time in the packages. And they're doing that because I saw individual cuts of steak that were $18, $19 for one steak. I was telling my wife on the way to church this morning, can you imagine a family of five? You decide, hey, let's have a nice dinner. Let's get five steaks, five baked potatoes, and get a couple of Caesar salad kits, and let's have a nice dinner. What are you going to go to the grocery store and you're going to spend $120 or $130 to cook dinner at your own home? So I did buy a couple of steaks, very small steaks. I don't know anything about the different cuts and how the pricing works, but I was able to buy a couple of small steaks. But I mean, the price of everything is going up, and people are starting to feel the pinch, starting to feel, especially those living on fixed incomes like Social Security and pensions that aren't really accurately indexed to inflation, are starting to see the effects of all of this. So it's all happening around us. I think it's going to be a big part of the upcoming elections as people talk about, pocketbook issues become probably number one. I mean, as much as Christians as we want to get into social issues as our top issue, I think this next election is going to be all about jobs, all about money, all about austerity, all about fiscal policy. And that's why I think Donald Trump does stand a reasonable chance in the primaries, because he knows money, and this is going to be all about money. All right, we'll come back after the news with our guest, Dan Gordon, and his book, The Day of the Dead. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.